Blog Talk Radio.
Is our strength. Amen and good morning. No, we don't hear them at all. At least I don't hear them at all. Wow. Yep, that's an awesome headset. It was well worth the money. Thank you, Lord. All right. All right. Hope things are beautiful where you're at. We in North Dakota, we went from spring yesterday to a blizzard today. And we're in about at least 4 inches of snow at this point. And it is beautiful. Everything is pure and white. Here we go with our pledge to the Word of God. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. I will make it a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, and I will hide its words in my heart that I might not sin against God. Amen. And our pledge to the Christian flag. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe. And our pledge to the American flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen. And then let's pray these prayers or these verses over the lost in Israel, over the United States of America, over every lost person in our own lives, over every terrorist, and those supporting them, and every immigrant crossing our borders. We pray Ephesians 1:17, Jeremiah 24:7, and Romans 10:9. We pray that you, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that they will receive from you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. And God, we pray they will have a heart to know you, that you are the Lord, and they shall be your people, and you will be their God. For they shall return to you with their whole hearts. And Father, we pray they will come to know Jesus, believe, receive, and confess him as their Lord and Savior. Amen. Can you imagine how the problems of this world will be when everyone receives Jesus as their Lord and Savior? Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus speaks a better word. The blood of every martyr, every fallen soldier, every victim of terrorism, every child that has been aborted cries out today, Father, bring heaven's justice against these workers of iniquity who pervert justice and have no regard for life. We ask for your mercy. We repent of the sins of the nations of the world. We seek your face. We turn from our wicked ways. Forgive us of our sins, Lord, and heal our land. Amen. Amen. Did I never share that screen? Oh my goodness, I so apologize. Wow. Well, I hope you were all in agreement with me as I prayed those prayers that are pledges. Thank you for being in agreement with us. Here we go. Yeah. Yep.
This is 17.
And hallelujah, we speak what we want. The power of our words. Okay. Wow. Okay, things are being a wee bit of a challenge this morning here for some reason. Okay, I'm going to stop this share for just a second. And let me get, I'm not sure that, okay. All right. All right, and I'm actually going to share this screen this time so you all know what I'm reading. We're reading from Genesis 17. We're going to start at verse 1. When Abram... Yes, yes. Yeah, Pastor's very excited right now. He's been stuck on a well site for about 5 hours now. No, we don't. So everyone pray, help everything to move quickly and everything Pastor is dealing with right now and bring him home safely and very soon and keep everyone safe on these roads and wherever they're at and whatever they're doing right now in Jesus' name. Yeah. Good morning, Sunday Geyser. Good morning. Good morning, Sunday Geyser. We love you. We're so glad you're with us. Okay, I'm going to have to mute you. Here we go. Reading Genesis 17, starting at verse 1. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am Almighty God. Walk before me and be blameless. And I will make my covenant between me and you, and I will multiply you exceedingly. Then Abram fell on his face. And God talked to him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be a father of many nations. Can you imagine trying to absorb all of that? All of a sudden, God is in front of you, and you realize it's God, and you're just trying to deal with that while you're laying on your face, and then he says, I'll make you a father of many nations, and you're 99 years old thinking, how is that going to happen? God is in front of me. How is he going to do this? God is in front of me. I just cannot even imagine what, well, I'm trying to imagine what that must be like. Anyways, where was I? Verse 4, as for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be a father of many nations. No longer shall your name be Abram, but your name shall be Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations. And now right there, the title of our program today is Name Your Seed. God is teaching us how to use our words to create. And to teach Abram that, he changed his name to Abraham, which means father of many nations. I love that. Yes, by changing his name, he's causing Abraham to call himself the father of many nations. And everyone who speaks the name is saying that about him, creating that father of many nations. I love this. God works with us in whatever way we need him to. He makes it work. Good morning, Rebecca. We love you. Here we go. For I have made you a father of it. Let me start that verse again just because we interrupted it. No longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham. For I have made you a father of many nations. I love it. Verse 6. I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you, and kings shall come from you. And I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you in their generations for an everlasting covenant to be God to you and your descendants after you. And I will give you and your descendants after you the land in which you are a stranger, all the land of Canaan, as an everlasting possession. And I will be their God. And God said to Abraham, as for you, you shall keep my covenant, you and your descendants after you throughout their generations. This is my covenant which you shall keep between me and you and your descendants after you. Every male child among you shall be circumcised. And you shall be circumcised in the flesh of your foreskin. That is bad news for a 99-year-old. But all of the news before it makes it worth it. So here we go. And it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and you. He who is 8 days old among you shall be circumcised, every male child in your generations. He who is born in your house or bought with money from any foreigner who is not your descendant. He who is born in your house and he who is bought with your money must be circumcised. And my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. Yeah, that's something you can't go back and change your mind on. Once it's done, it's done. An everlasting covenant. 14, and the uncircumcised male child who is not circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin, that person shall be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant. God was so serious about his covenants. That's why the Bible also teaches us don't ever make a vow that you can't keep. It's better to just say yes or no. Don't make a vow that you can't keep if it's in your ability to be able to do that. Okay, here we go. Verse 15. Then God said to Abraham, as for Sarah, your wife, you shall not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name, and I will bless. And Pastor Steph to sing Christmas carols to us. It's always nice to have praise music going. Back to verse 16. I will bless her and also give you a son by her. Then I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be from her. Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born to a man who is 100 years old, and shall Sarah, who is 99 years old, bear a child? And Abraham said to God, oh, that Ishmael might live before you. Then God said, no, Sarah, your wife, shall bear you a son, and you shall call his name Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his descendants after him. And as for Ishmael, I have heard you. Behold, I have blessed him and will make him fruitful and will multiply him exceedingly. He shall beget 12 princes, and I will make him a great nation. But my covenant I will establish with Isaac, with whom Sarah shall bear to you at this set time next year. Then he finished talking with him, and God went up from Abraham. Wow, I wonder. Well, it must. He wrote it. All because they've been setting for so long, yeah. Yeah. Sunday, can you jump out and run down that line of trucks and knock on their doors? Make sure everybody's awake and ready to move so we can get home before they close the roads. No, I was pondering. Oh, my goodness. He had to go up so that Abraham could gather his thoughts and ponder everything that had just happened. But, wow, can you imagine watching him go? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my. Yeah. We were just hanging out, and then there he went. It is a big deal. Yeah. Yeah. We declare angels of the Lord keep the path before Pastor clean and clear in Jesus' name.
There's no place to
go. Yeah, don't do that. All right. Yeah. All right, here we go. For I want you to know what a great conflict I have for you and those in Laodicea. And for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love and attaining to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasure of wisdom and knowledge. Now this I say, lest anyone should deceive you in persuasive words. In whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, talking about God and Christ. You're an amazing multitasker. Amen. Where do you want me to go? Colossians?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just pick up.
In whom, yes, are hidden all treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Now this I say, lest anyone should deceive you with persuasive words. For though I am absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, which you see so many people now trying to do that. They argue with you over things that do not even matter for the sake of arguing. Yes. Yeah. Let's read that again. Verse 8. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Him is in Christ, is a capital H. And you are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power. In him you are also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the sins of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ, buried in him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. Amen. Do you want me to keep going? Yep. Yeah. Yep. And there went Pastor. But in him, being in Christ and through him, is where we receive all of our knowledge and understanding. And we can't let the things of this world, like they were saying, the empty philosophy, or through the philosophy and empty deceit. That's according to men, and that's not what's in us now. Jesus took away all of those things from having or from working in our life. Though we still, by being in the world, we have the ability to receive them in and forsake his word. We don't have to. He has put it in us to continue in him. Let's go to Ephesians 2. And let's start reading at verse 11. This is talking about being one in Christ. Therefore, remember that you, once Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, by what is called the circumcision made in the flesh by hands. Now, that's what they were talking about back in Colossians. It used to be a sign of circumcision in the flesh. Now the circumcision is being born again in Jesus. All of those other things have been wiped away from us, and now we have the circumcision in our heart, the word written in our heart. So that's what they were talking about here. Verse 12, Ephesians 2:12, that at that time you, hold on. Sister Audrey is at the door in Zoom. Let me open the door for her to come in. And then here we go back. Good morning, Sister Audrey. We love you. Verse 12, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once, hold on, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation. We're no longer separated from him. He is in us and we're in him. Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace, and that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity. Verse 17, and he came and preached peace to you who were afar off and to those who were near. For through him, Jesus, we both have access by one spirit to the Father. Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really well. We'll start at verse 21. That's where it starts, at a lamp under a basket. All right. Also, he said to them, is a lamp brought to be put under a basket or under a bed? Is it not to be set on a lampstand? For there is nothing hidden which will not be revealed, nor has anything been kept secret, but that it should come to light. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. Then he said to them, this is all Jesus, red words, take heed what you hear. With the same measure you use, it will be measured to you. And to you who hear, more will be given. Yeah, yeah. Verse 25, for whoever has, to him more will be given. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. 26, and he said, the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground and should sleep by day and sleep by night and rise by day, and the seed should sprout and grow. He himself does not know how. for the earth yields crop by itself, first the blade, then the head, after that the full grain in the head. But when the grain...
Yeah. Yeah. It's short speaking. Yeah. Do you want me to keep going? Great. Oh. We thank you, Father, for the angels of the Lord that surround and protect him and keep him safe in all his ways.
Amen. Yes.
It is almost quarter after 12. Yeah, Ephesians 3. All righty. Ephesians 3, and we're going to verse 8. Here we go. To me, who am less than the least of all the saints, this grace was given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the ages had been hidden in God, who created all things through Christ, to the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places, according to the eternal purpose which he, God, accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him. Therefore, I ask that you do not lose heart at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. According to the eternal purpose, no, that's not it. In whom we have, okay. Let me read both of them. According to the eternal purpose which he, God, accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him.
Yeah.
You all of a sudden muted, love. There you go. Father, in Jesus' name. I receive the seed of your word in my life. I choose to plant this seed in the good soil of my heart. And I will make my heart good soil. Help me get out every rock. All of the weeds that choke me. And dig up that wayside soil so that I can produce a hundredfold return. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Yes, before we receive communion, I just wanted Audrey, as I was putting in the link for the, after we started this program, I was putting the link in the family thread and saw that Tony was in the hospital. Is he home now and doing well?
No.
Okay. Yeah, and pancreatitis is pretty serious. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Yes. Health and strength to Tony. Yes. Restoration. Amen. Yes. Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And our old cat is in the background praying as well. Jesus' name. We're seeing it happen in the spirit. We know it is coming. Amen. And welcome, Sister Phyllis. We didn't get to say hi to you when you came in the door, but happy Sunday to you. Okay.
super, Lord. What was I also deliver to you? That the Lord Jesus and the same night in which he was betrayed. Thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me, giving me complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are only begotten Son of God, and you rose again on the third day. For me. I receive you, Jesus, into my life, every part of my very being. I receive all of your grace and all of your mercy, all of your love and your righteousness, filling every part of my life. With all the fullness of God. None of my sins are imputed against me. I have been made a new creation in you, Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power. Understand the word of God. Pray in my heavenly language and live a successful life. Believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread representing your broken body, and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing broken and nothing missing. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer, I receive the bread, your body broken now, in your mighty and holy name, Lord. Thank you. Now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life, from my life. Thank you, Jesus. I am a new creation, recreated in you, Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague every curse must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. In your precious and holy name, Jesus, I receive the fruit of the vine now. Amen. The blood. Amen. We love you all. Amen.
Thing to say.